KFIZ News Time is 10:39, coming up on 10:40 here on a Thursday morning, 22nd day of April of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning on KFIZ. And always good to chat with Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beekel, kind enough to join us for a few minutes here on the phone lines to talk about some different county news and topics. Alan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. How are you? I'm very good. Thank you.
We are very good ourselves after a little reminder of winter yesterday. We're happy to see the sun and those warmer temperatures back with us, that's for sure.
Yeah, that news or the forecast is pretty encouraging. So
That it is. Let's hope it sticks around. So thanks for joining us as always. I guess we should send our congratulations on your re-election since we last spoke in the month of March. You were on the ballot, of course. You had a challenger in the election a few weeks back, but you were reelected, and that's obviously good news for you, right?
Absolutely. I enjoy what I'm doing, and I just love the opportunity to try to make Fond du Lac County a better place for over the next 4 years.
So you've been in office since 1993, is that correct?
Yes.
So
this is year number 29. I just begun.
Wow, year 29. So do you ever think you would be in year 29 as county executive? Was that a goal of yours?
No, it wasn't, but I guess it becomes a bit addicting, and you just keep going. My wife supports my working, and I enjoy what I'm doing. I don't really have any other hobbies, and so, I just love to continue to do the job, and the voters out there have given me the opportunity to do that again. But no, I thought I'd do a couple terms and I'd be finished, but it's not the way it's turned out.
What are your goals for this new term that you were just reelected to?
Well, I think one thing that that doesn't rise to the top, except where the people are trying to hire employees. Now, we've had the shutdowns and all of that have affected a segment of the workers out there, and that's starting to come back. But what we're seeing all across the county is in different areas, and I'm talking industries and businesses, is a worker shortage. It's the same as it was before the pandemic, and, what we need is to grow workers. Now, we're not having enough people growing up to fill the work spots that are being vacated by retirement and so forth, so we got to bring them in from the outside, and so everybody is struggling. This is just a county project. This is, the technical schools, even the K through 12, everybody has got to be part of all of this, and so, that we can solve this problem. Educating people is one thing, but again, we need people from the outside who are going to come and fill the jobs, and many of them will come and need training. And so, all of this has to be a partnership among all the different agencies, because it's a statewide problem and a national problem. And so, you hate to be pirating employees from another area, but, we've been losing a couple employees to other agencies who just flat out contact our people and offer more money. So, it's a dog-eat-dog situation. Mm-hmm. And, but that's the big one. And, getting ahead of this, the opiate crisis, we are losing too many people as a result of drug overdoses. Narcan is saving a lot of lives, but it somewhat masks the true numbers that in the past the people would not have survived. And so this is a serious problem as well. And other than that, we have infrastructure issues. We have the railroad overpass in town of Friendship near Van Dyne. Mm-hmm. We wanted to construct that. We're looking for federal and state money for that. And then, we have other highway projects as well that we want to continue to invest in. And then the other run is a new jail. Expanding what we got or building something new. It's something we have to plan for starting now, so that when we got to start making a transition, we know where it's going to be, how we will operate it, because where it's going to be is going to determine how we operate it. But all of these things have to be worked out. And then if we move off site, which departments do we take with it? Do we, just do the jail? Do we take the sheriff's department over there? Do we take some of the other departments and move them over there? How is the court system going to react, because we can build a courtroom in the jail, the new jail, without closing the ones here. But, you know, the judges have to be willing to actually do the what they call jail and bail, the initial appearances over there or via Zoom or other technology. So these are the big issues we're facing right away.
Get thrown right back into the fire, and the fire was still going when you were on the ballot too, right?
Absolutely. We didn't slow down, and it just and every county's facing all of this to some extent. It's just, you know, just how we respond to it. You know, some counties do a very good job, and you try to model them, but, you know, somewhere along the line, it's your own county that you have to respond to, and sometimes there's some unique characteristics for some of these problems that you have to deal with.
Speaking of issues facing our time right now, obviously COVID has been top of mind of everybody over the last, 12-plus months. And I know we had chatted in our year in review interviews that we did. We did one in December and one right to kick off the month of January about the county budget situation. And I know on the agenda for the board meeting this week, there was closing out the 2020 budget process or budget cycle or some of the department funds. What can you tell us about what happened with that?
Well, we ended up getting federal dollars passed through by the state last year to help offset our costs. And because there was a significant increase in cost in dealing with the pandemic in a lot of areas, including, you know, even the nursing homes, Department of Social Service, Department of Community Programs, as well as public health. And, you know, the Sheriff's Department assigned an officer to be sort of liaison for a lot of these types of things. And so that was all reimbursable, and we were able to get that in. But then they decided to even allow us to use the payroll for people who were working on the effort, but they were in the budget. So now they were reimbursing us for budgeted items, which at the end of the year created a surplus. So we had a financially very good year. We had some lost revenue, like at the fairgrounds, which is very small. Golf course actually did very well because it was all outdoor activity for the most part. And so, you know, we had that as we expected. However, you know, with all of these dollars that came in from the federal government through the state, it had a very positive impact on our bottom line as we closed the books on year end. So we're in good shape to continue the fight that COVID. And now there's the new dollars that are coming in that they still haven't set the rules on how we need to allocate those. But we do know it's going to be $10 million is arriving here in the month of May. And they still haven't told us what we need to spend it on. But again, it's all to, you know, improve the economy, to elevate, different facets of our county. And one of the things, of course, is broadband and wireless internet. And, how do we get all of that out to the different people that are underserved right now, basically in the rural areas. So those decisions have to be made as well. But we want to, if we're going to spend it, we want to spend it responsibly and, not just go out and buy things because we got the money.
Right.
But the rules are pretty tight. We know that. We just haven't seen them yet, so we don't know exactly what to do. And once we get the rules, we'll know, what we would choose to allocate those dollars to.
Has there been any hints from the state or the federal government as to what those rules might be, or is it just kind of a wait and see?
Well, there's some items, identified in the actual federal legislation. One of them is broadband. Mm-hmm. Another one is housing, like homeless housing, some jobs programs, some economic development opportunities. But again, it's going to be very restrictive on, economic development is going to be narrowly defined. So there are those things. Mass transit is in there to get, that again helps people in the some of the bigger cities, because it tends to serve people with lower income to help them elevate their situation. So it's, there's a lot in there, and some of it wouldn't apply to the counties. Mm-hmm. However, the rules are coming directly to us, and the dollars are coming directly to us from the federal government, so the state's not in the middle this time.
We'll talk with Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beagle for a few more minutes here on KFIZ. Alan, when it comes to COVID, I know I spoke with Kim Miller recently, and I know the vaccine progress is continuing here in Fond du Lac County, a really efficient process. When I went through and got my shot a few weeks back, anything new from the county executive's perspective about COVID vaccinations, COVID cases, anything of the like?
The cases, yesterday it was five, and so it's we're still down below where we were in all the previous months. We certainly hope that continues, but the concern we have as far as the vaccination, we had anticipated there was going to be, when we opened it up to people 16 and above, pretty much, come one, come all, we thought there'd be sort of another, large group of folks would, fill up the appointments very fast, and both Agnesian Healthcare SSM had a clinic. They had problems filling all the spots. We had a clinic last week. We have problems filling all the spots. So the people are not, those who are now newly eligible are not responding the way we anticipated they would as far as getting the shot. And I don't think it helped, and I know it didn't help. It actually hurt when they announced the problem with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that they wanted to pause that. And so there were more individuals who were very concerned about that. And so they're right now, I think they got a wait-and-see attitude, plus about half the people already got a vaccine, a single dose or both doses. So it's, it's sort of a wait-and-see what happens. And, if we get a surge again, then we'll probably get a lot more people being vaccinated. So right now, rather than a large clinic like the fairgrounds, they're out, I think, today at the St. Cloud area to actually, hold a clinic out there. And so they're going to continue to do that all around the county. You know, have smaller clinics where people can just come in and get their vaccine. And I think at some point here, I'm not sure what they did in St. Cloud, they're going to allow for walk-ins. So, and I think that'll be helpful. The other thing is we have to figure out exactly when is the best time to do this, because we're going to make sure that the vaccine clinics are available to the majority of the people. For the seniors, a lot of them didn't work, and they could come any time of day. But if you've got a job, it's tough to break away just to get a vaccine.
Right, for sure. You talk about the Johnson & Johnson. That was my sign up of choice. When I signed up, I got mine. And then, you talk about the concerns that come with the pause. That pause was announced like 2 days after I got my Johnson & Johnson shot. Of course, men were not particularly impacted by the issues with Johnson & Johnson. So it was kind of a, did I get the wrong one? So you could see where there's kind of that hesitancy, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The thing is, so many people have got it, and the numbers are going down, and I think that's given people, sense of security that maybe, they should not believe is going to last. And it won't if we get some more surges of the vaccine or of the virus, especially the new variants, then we're going to be starting over again. So right. We don't want to have to do that.
Alan, thanks for your time as always. Have a great rest of the day. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you, Spencer.
Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beagle joining us here in KFIZ. Always appreciate his time talking about different county topics and more. County Board met earlier this week, Tuesday, and we'll talk again next month for a monthly conversation.